Everything we do, every choice we make, everything we say, and even every thought we have is based on the past. It's based on the things that have happened in our lives, the choices we've made in the past, such as if I've eaten or not, can affect our thinking, our words, and our actions. Our environment, our genetic predispositions, all from the past, determine what we will do in the present moment. If we had a chaotic upbringing, we are going to tend to be more volatile in our lives as adults. If we weren't taught how to manage our emotions and to process them in a healthy, peaceful, calm way, we are going to have to learn that as adults. Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. A lot of us, probably most of us, did not have people in our lives when we were in our most formative years, that early childhood, emulating peace and presence and calm in the face of uncertainty and hardship. But no matter what kind of past we had, whatever trauma, whatever stress, PTSD, anxieties, and fears we had can all be overcome. All the conditioning that we have, all of the mental thought patterns we have, and all of those automatic reactions where we lose ourselves, where we aren't acting within our highest wisdom, and we have lost our composure. All of this can be healed. And while our past may have caused this, may have left some of that trauma still in our body, that any kind of trigger creates an explosion, the present moment is the fire that cleanses us, where we are reborn anew in every single moment, where we don't lose ourselves, where we catch ourselves before we explode, and we even catch ourselves during the explosion when we're just beginning and expanding our present moment awareness. But as time goes on, we see that we're just screaming like lunatics and we can stop. And eventually, we never lose that presence. When we live in time, thinking about the future, reliving the past, or not paying attention to this sacred present moment in front of us, we are a slave to our past and our conditioning. But the moment we become present, we are conscious choosers. We are responders to the present moment instead of our past. This is where real choice and freedom comes in. This is where nothing makes us forget that we can take a moment and think. We can calmly strategize instead of panic, instead of react mindlessly. Whether we are in a downward spiral of anger and hatred or sadness and self-loathing or self-pity, a single moment of presence can break that train of thought. And the more we practice staying present especially in volatile moments, which we can even welcome and embrace because they are our teacher. They are our testing ground to see how present we are and how present we can remain. And so our worst enemies become our greatest teachers. Our most stressful moments give us the chance to notice the way we are thinking about the stressful situation and notice if those thoughts are negative and unhelpful, or if they are creating the most joyful experience and life we can have. Usually, when a stressful situation happens, our mind responds, "Oh no, why me?" And this is the worst. But these are just sounds in our mind. They are not universal truth. We don't have to accept them. We don't have to believe them. We can just witness them and stay present, even if we're not observing the present moment around us. We can stay present observing whatever thoughts arise. And this too is practicing presence, raising our consciousness to not just think negatively and unconsciously, but to think with intention, to notice the power of thoughts. We tend to think that they're just meaningless, unimportant words that pass through our mind, and that if we don't act on it and we don't say it, that it has no significance. But thoughts lead to words. They lead to action. And they truly affect our physical body, our physiology, to the point where our muscles tense up and contract, to the point where our organs tense up and contract, to the point where our body goes into a hyper-stressed state, and we lose blood in our organs, and they go to our limbs. It causes ulcers and back pain and physical illness, in addition to mental stress, like depression and anxiety. And so often, it's the thoughts that we stuff down, that we mask over by telling ourselves the pretty story we want to believe instead of actually addressing what is going on within us. And it is these thoughts that we repress and suppress that tend to explode in anger. So the more we bring conscious awareness to every single thought, to every story we're telling ourselves, especially those stories where we lose ourselves, those very stressful ones where we can't see straight, we can't think straight, we are totally absorbed in our mind, blind to everything else, and we are completely carried away to this negative world we are creating unconsciously. It is these moments as well that provide us a chance to just observe peacefully. This is to be present, not to stop thoughts, but to just let them be, to not get carried away, to not lose ourselves to intense emotions like anger, and just relax, witnessing whatever comes up in the safety of our own mind. And what we will find is that all of what makes us angry is a threat to the mental narrative we tell ourselves about our ambitions our goals, who we think we are, who others are in our minds. And when reality clashes against our false view of the world that we have constructed in our mind, we suffer and we get angry. When we try so hard to build ourselves up and someone else sees us as less than, we get angry. When life doesn't go according to our fantasy of the future, we get depressed. But a truly confident person doesn't get constant praise, need it, or crave it. They are the source of their own confidence. Their presence allows them to not care what other people think, because as soon as someone says what they think, it's over. It's in the past, and I've moved on. And anyone who is truly happy does not have everything in their life go according to plan. They are the source of their own happiness, and it is not dependent on a perfect past or a perfect future. It is simply recognizing the perfection that is already here in this moment, no matter what is happening around us. And an inevitable outcome from this presence, which is to just look deeper at reality around us and within us. This is to be present, to not lose ourselves to the past, to not lose ourselves to our conditioning from the past, and to not pine away for some possible future. But it is to go deeper in this moment. And what we will find, the closer and closer we look at this moment, is that those same causes and conditions that led us to be the way we are the same causes and conditions that led everyone else to be who they are, and that led this moment to be the way that it is. We see how everything is connected. We see how these words that everyone says to us that upset us or hurt us has a space between the words that is equally as important that we pay no attention to, and we just fixate on those negative words, don't we? But by looking closer, we see the gaps. We see the space between objects. We see the relationships and connections between people. And a natural empathy and patience emerges with everyone around us because we see the past in their eyes. Not just this moment, not just what triggered them to say something, but everything that that person experienced, everything their parents and grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents experienced. Because it's all in us, and it's all coming forth in this moment. And unless we become present, we cannot escape our past, and we will not break free from this endless cycle of trauma and hurt, and we will not create a better, brighter future based on presence and conscious choice. But when we do practice presence, which can be in meditation, which is so profound, because it is the state of fully relaxing our body and mind, yet staying fully alert and aware, which is the practice of life itself. In life, There will be pain and hardship, but we can stay relaxed through it. We can stay aware and alert and responding with our highest wisdom. And we don't have to clench up our fists and tighten our muscles and internalize any stress. And we can also do this by simply practicing observing that which we normally pay no attention to. Normally, we don't savor every bite of food, and we don't savor every sip of tea, maybe the first sip, maybe the first bite. But most of us in this fast-paced culture of multitasking do not pay attention to what we are doing. And the more we practice being present at anything, brushing our teeth, vacuuming, doing the dishes, cooking, walking, the more presence just becomes a habit. And we stop losing ourselves. We will see there is so much more in life than our little problems, which we make out to be so big, than these little words and syllables people say to us, than these tiny, insignificant differences between ourselves and others, whether it is race or nationality or religion. It's so funny how we humans obsess over that 0.1% that makes us all different, when all of us are 99.9% the exact same. And beyond being a human body, we are all pure life itself. Conscious awareness shining through these bodies and brains. And it's so funny that these cultures that live so close to each other around the world, who are so similar and have similar languages and similar customs, are often the groups that hate each other the most, because it's almost like a magnifying glass for the differences, and we just cannot see the similarity, that we all just want safety to work and provide, and maybe a little luxury and comforts. And the more we get lost in the stories that we tell, that our generations and generations have told for eons, the more we lose the present moment and we lose sight of reality. And I actually talk a lot about this in a new film that is coming out on May 5th on YouTube called Returning to Oneness, which is to help everyone discover what is at the end of this journey to presence, which is the inevitable emergence of this sense of oneness that permeates all life, all matter, and all space throughout this universe. In order to reach that end of division, competition, cruelty, greed, and jealousy that prevent us from keeping our empathy, maintaining our patience, and to never lose sight of the fact that we are all one. We are all the imperfect, the evolving. And so the key to managing any emotion, no matter what it is to see reality more clearly, to look more deeply at this moment. And this is how truth and wisdom and understanding arise. There are no other tips or tricks to learn, no communication skills or stress-relieving practices we need to understand. If we try to solve it at the symptom level and do all of the anger management techniques. And we try to do all of the techniques that help us stay happy and grateful and preventing those downward spirals. Honestly, we cannot keep all of that information in our head at all times. But just by staying present, peacefulness, calmness, and clarity of thought are the natural outcomes. This is getting to the deepest cause of who we really are. This is bypassing the brain, our history, our unique experiences, our thoughts, and we get right to that conscious awareness just beneath the surface. We go past these separate physical bodies, and we get to that which unites everyone and everything. We reach that level of bliss from love and the realization that we are all one. And from this place, we communicate with compassion. A natural selflessness emerges where it's not about our feelings and protecting our emotions. It's about how can we help others. We can forgive ourselves for being imperfect as well, and understand that everybody is either acting out their past trauma or they are practicing presence, and we can speak to them, these angels we find in our lives, with the deepest of connections, and really cherish those moments where we can have shared presence with someone else. And this is how presence grows. We will not be understood by everybody. Some people are playing out their karma, which is just another way of saying the causes and conditions that came before in their lives. But the more presence we bring to a situation, the more opportunity there is for that desired connection and understanding with someone else. A calming presence calms the whole room, and we become the vehicle for others to enter this moment. And all we have to do is make our lives into that meditation to stay aware and alert, to make paying attention a habit, staying aware of our cravings and desires that are making us suffer, staying aware of our dislikes and hatreds that are making us suffer, staying aware of our muscles and our breath, so we make sure they're relaxed. And over time, and less time the more we practice, but over time, we develop the confidence that no matter what happens in our lives, we can handle it calmly and peacefully. And that just naturally occurs the more we practice and the more life happens, and we keep making that time that goes from the incident to our reaction, to catching ourselves and the reaction, shorter and shorter, until that reaction only lasts for a split second and we catch ourselves. And eventually, we don't even have that initial reaction at all. Whether it's a mental reaction, and we just are screaming profanities in our brain, or we are outwardly reacting. Ultimately, we can get those reactions to zero, and we can always be consciously responding. We just make it a way of life. A little meditation in the morning, a little in the evening. Take a few conscious breaths as often as possible throughout the day, and make every activity sacred, and giving it our divine attention. In this way, all of life becomes a miracle. And it is. Much love. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.